call this meeting of the ASUN President's Cabinet to order on November 20th, 2025 at 8:03 a.m. In the Frankie Sudell Papa President's Conference Room. Secretary, will you please call the roll? Yeah.
President Aglubot?
Absence excused.
Vice President McNamara?
Present.
Chief of Staff Dietrich?
Present on Zoom.
Director Texan?
Present on Zoom.
Director Ulster?
Absence.
Okay.
Unexcused.
Okay. Director Novarde?
Present on Zoom.
Director Hess?
Absence unexcused.
Director Krent?
Absence unexcused.
Director Hatch?
Present on Zoom.
Director Holman?
Present on Zoom.
Director Mendoza?
Present on Zoom.
Director Lee?
Present on Zoom.
Speaker Atkin?
No. Him and Rena are absent, but they're ex officio, so I don't think he counts for quorum.
Chief Justice Arneson?
No.
Okay. Quorum is present.
Okay. All right. We're going to do the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Niue, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Is that me for the budget?
After that,
Secretary Akurek, for the record, can everyone say their names before they speak?
Yes.
Thank you.
VP McNamara, right now for the record. We're going to go down to agenda item 4, reading and approval of minutes. There are no minutes to be approved of at this time. And now to agenda item, we're going to skip over agenda item 5 and go down to agenda item 6. Agenda item 6A, review of cabinet expectations. Nothing big here, just keep on being you guys. We're doing good and we're pushing through it. It's a hard time of the year with school and ASUN and just life, to be honest, with the days getting shorter a little earlier. So be lenient with each other, help people out where you can, and we'll be just fine. And then we're gonna talk a little bit about CSC and ASUN leadership transitions. So I'm just gonna read this directly from Carmina's report, and then it'll cut her report in a little bit. But as you've seen in previous correspondence, Dr. Sandra Rodriguez will now be serving as the Director of Outreach and Engagement for the Honors College. This means we'll be navigating a transition in leadership for ASUN and the Center for Student Engagement. Dr. Speed, Senior Associate Director Amy Kokas, the professional staff, and I are coordinating closely to ensure operations continue seamlessly. I'm relying on all of your guys' leadership to keep this association grounded. Reassure your departments, especially the younger members of the association, that everything's gonna be just fine. Positions change, transitions happen, but our focus remains forward and on our goals. We still have 6 months left of this session, and that's plenty of opportunity and potential to leave a positive impact, and we intend to make the most of it. Please remember, your daily operations should not be impacted. Each of you know how to lead your department. You do it every day, often without needing any direct advising. Advisors exist as your supporting cast, not the main act. We're currently determining who your new understudies will be for advising purposes. In the meantime, you'll always have a point of contact for any questions or guidance you need with Carmina and I. Keep morale high. We both trust in all of you guys deeply. There's no reason any of you should lose momentum. Keep checking off things and leading with confidence that you brought into this cabinet. If you need any support through this transition, feel free to reach out to Carmina, myself, Director Texan, or Director Dietrich. We are all here to make sure that this transition goes as smooth as possible. And lastly, remember, you still have the same officers with the same mission and the same vision that we're working for. Nothing's changed. And we're going to continue to lead with steadiness, grace, and purpose, just as we have been. All right. Now we are going to go down to agenda item 7, new business. Agenda item 7C is consideration of budget for intern event RAVE responsibly. Members of the President's Cabinet will discuss the budget as presented by Director Dietrich. Gabby.
Hi guys, I started talking to myself and I muted myself, but I did not in fact unmute myself. But this budget is in fact for an executive intern event. So they have organized their own tabling event. It is called Rave Responsibly, and they're spreading awareness about recreational drug use and specifically Narcan usage in recreational drug settings, which in this case are specifically raves, because you and I have like a very large rave culture, if that makes sense. But everything that is on this budget is specifically for bracelet making, because they're going to be handing out bracelet making kits, because in that community you give and trade something called candy, which are basically just beaded bracelets, and it is a sign of friendship and community. So I can go line by line, but it's quite literally just beads. Everything on it is beads. So item number one, beads. Item number two, beads. Item number three, beads, and so continue. I can be more specific, but that pretty much covers it. And I'm happy to answer any questions. I was actually expecting public comment from one of our interns this morning.
Oh, VP McNamara, for the record, he is present. I kind of thought he would jump in here, but we'll have him give public comment at agenda item 10 in support, hopefully after we pass the budget.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, sounds good.
All right. So we will now be moving into a vote on agenda item 7C. A discussion on agenda item 7C. Are there any points of discussion at this time? All right, seeing none, we're gonna move to a vote. All in favor, please say, or I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7C through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Director Texan. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Director Lee. With that being said, we'll move into a vote. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Any abstentions, oy. With that, we have it. Agenda item 7C, the motion carries and the budget is approved. We are now going to be going down to agenda item 7D, consideration of budget for internship orientation. We'll discuss this and then vote on it as presented by Director Dietrich.
So as you guys know, internship orientation happened now about a month ago on October 18th on Saturday. We used the Joe for a couple of our sessions. And this is basically just the invoice that we were charged retroactively for Joe services in the theater. So that was just for opening, closing session, I always believe. Mentor presentation was in there as well. So this budget is specifically for their services. It comes up to about $220, and that is it, yeah.
Are there, VP McNamara, are there any points of discussion on agenda item 7D? All right, seeing none, I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7D through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Director Dietrich. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by
second.
Director Texan. With that, we'll be moving into a vote. All in favor of approving agenda item 7D, please designate by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Any abstentions, oy? With that, the oys have it, and agenda item 7D is approved. All right, now that we have approved the budgets, we are going to jump back up to agenda item 5, reports of officers. So first is President Agubot. So I actually read all of her report. Oh, sorry, no, I did not. I read most of her report. So bear with me if I'm jumping from first to third person. She said, don't forget Cabinet Thanksgiving tonight at 7 p.m. I'm going to be doing a little running around, but I'll be bringing some mac and cheese, so get fired up for that. Location is on the calendar invite. Bring something to share. Bring all of your ADs. Everyone is welcome. Dress in nice fall clothing. Food and light activities. And yeah, just show up tonight. It'll be fun. We can all hang out and, I don't know, do something other than ASUN for a second. And then medium goal check-ins will be taking place soon. We're going to be looking to do those from December 8th to the 12th. So we'll be shooting an email out to you guys here pretty soon. And then we can get those going. All right. That's it for President Ogilbot. And then going down to myself. I attended Nevada Bound yesterday. That was good. Those are honestly a lot of fun. And that sign-up sheet is still the same. So if you guys decide you want to do that, feel free to just go and sign up for that. Other than that, we did a family weekend debriefing yesterday meeting. And kind of the big takeaway that I got from the event that ASUN hosted, and Director Lear Texan, feel free to jump in if you think anything differently. I kind of thought it was hard, because that was the trivia event we did, and I thought it was kind of interesting because it was in the dining hall and only students who had passes to the dining hall could get in. So I think that's kind of why we struggled with attendance. But really that was my big takeaway, and I think the event went well, and it was just a little bit of a smaller scale, but it was still a supplemental event, so not the end of the world. I also attended a Wolves Den meeting on Friday, and we're discussing kind of jumping into basketball season now and how we can do some fun stuff there. And then I'll conclude my report with that. I'll keep it relatively short as it's very early. We're going to be moving down to agenda item 5C, Director of Executive Affairs, Gabriella Dietrich, Chief of Staff Dietrich.
My report is very non-extensive for the same reason, and I'm looking forward to crawling back into bed directly after this. However, essentially, the internship program, I'd like to say that it kind of winds down at this point of the year where I always say that I'm hands-off because it's not the case at all, but of course I still meet bi-weekly with internship coordination committee, but unless there is a need basis for me to directly act or deal with something, there's not all that much to talk about, which is actually a good thing. Though I can say we officially in the executive program we do have our first drop, but for a very good reason, because one of our interns, Madison Burrows, was appointed into the Senate seat for journalism last night. So sad to see her go, but it's for a very good reason. So feeling good about that. Everything else has been pretty much events and initiatives based, as well as just certain administrative tasks. For example, Naomi and I last week, we did casual talks, which was a hit. It was very nice to kind of interact with students on just like a personal basis and get to answer as many questions or point them in the direction of the people who are best suited to answering specific questions. We are now finally having a little bit more free time to return to some of the things that we wanted to deal with and address in our portfolios when we originally applied. We were pointed in these positions, such as the menstrual hygiene project and a few other things. So I'm looking forward to finally being able to get started on those projects as we enter the next semester.
All right. Any questions for Chief Staff Dietrich? Seeing none, it is now DEO Texan.
Director Texan, for the record, kind of backing off of that, casual talks was really successful. I will be compiling all like the sticky notes and input we got from that. It's just been a crazy week with exams, so please spare me. So pretty much that, I'll be compiling that and breaking it down kind of per department, and then we can go from there, and then I'll be sending that out to everyone. Also, Madison Burrows is my intern. I'm very excited for her. She has a lot of great ideas for the journalism school, so I'm excited to see everything she'll do there. Other than that, I went to town hall yesterday for the city hall recognition for the football team, along with President Ogilbot and the Senator Bill Lander as well. And then tomorrow on Friday, I'm going to be joining the city arena meeting with Vice President McNamara to talk more about sponsorship and kind of collaboration in the future for next year as well, just to set up the next session as well. But other than that, it's been kind of slow. I'm going to start kind of picking up on winter break and like winter retreat stuff and that, so we should be good from there. But yeah.
All right, any questions for Director Texan? Seeing none, we are going to skip over AG Oster and go to the Director of IDEA, Director Navarte.
Okay. Hi guys, good morning. Sorry, I look... but just wanted to let you guys know that we will be having our Pack Without Borders upcoming Monday, so feel free to join us, support, or help out. That would be wonderful. It does start at 4 to 7 p.m. In the Casey Rotunda. And then that's all for me.
Awesome. Any questions for Director Navarro? Okay. Seeing none, we are going to go down to the newly appointed Director of Campus and Public Relations, Director Mendoza.
Thank you, guys. Director Mendoza for the record. Not much to report on, but I will be having a meeting with Madison Eifert from the police station later today to talk about a campus safety survey. And that will kind of be a collaboration between the police station and ASUN. And then I will also be meeting with Gabby Turner and Amy Kokis later next week, just to address any concerns I've had recently, but also to help like navigate like my time as director. But that's pretty much all I have.
All right. Any questions for Director Mendoza? All right. Seeing none, we're going to jump down to the Director of Campus Wellness, Director Hillman.
Director Hillman for the record. Good morning, guys. Not a lot to report on this past Wednesday. Yeah, this past Wednesday we had the Awaken event and the turnout was really good. We had about like a little over 80 people there, so it went really well. I think that we'll probably do something like this like once a year or something like that. Other than that, I've just been starting to work on SSW Week. We just had our interns present on a few ideas for that, so we're going to start working on getting those planned out with them. But other than that, yeah, I've just been working with my AD a lot since, I don't know if you guys know, but I'll be graduating, so I'm trying to kind of get her ready for that role and kind of being able to carry over into next semester. So yeah, that's all for me.
All right, any questions for Director Homan? Right, seeing none, we're going to go down to the, again, newly appointed Director of Government Affairs, Ms. Balach.
Good morning, everyone. It's kind of a short one for me, too. Projects Director Zachi and I have decided to cancel our panel event tonight following a handful of issues with the Regents, who asked us to reschedule and then couldn't attend tonight. Pack Life being down yesterday made it kind of challenging to like fix things. Credit card requests and then venue timing problems. So we're going to be pocketing this event idea and hopefully reviving it during our event week in like early February. We've been tracking legislation in the Nevada special legislative session, both bills directly related to the university, like approval for construction of the new life sciences building passed almost unanimously, which was great. And then until I've hired a new AD, I'm still running the government affairs internship alongside like the rest of the department, getting some more support from them on this. And it's going great. I'm very proud of our interns' progress. I think tomorrow we're even getting a presentation from maybe programming. And then tonight I'm presenting to the clubs and orgs interns as well about their department. So everything's going pretty smoothly. We're kind of just in that like in between calm before the storm period before the Board of Regents.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any questions for Director Hatch? All right. Seeing none, we are going down to the not newly appointed two-time double champ, Director of Sustainability, Ms. Forley.
Thank you so much for that intro. I appreciate it. This is Director Lee for the record. Nothing too crazy. Last week we had our cleanup. That went very well. We picked up over 150 pounds of trash, which was amazing because we could have picked up a whole lot more. So we might be redirecting our cleanups down that way, especially after, you know, big fun events and weekends. So stay on the lookout for St. Patrick's Day. Outside of that, tomorrow we have our farmer's market, our last one for the semester. It's from 12 to 2 in the KC Breezeway, and we'll be having some familiar marketers as well as some new ones join us. And we also reached out to clubs, didn't get any like communication from them. So if anybody wants a table for a club, or if they're even as a department wants a table for something, we have some space. So just let me know. And that's all.
All right. Any questions for Director Lee? Seeing none, we are going to move down to agenda item 8, reports on liaison committees. Does anyone have anything? All right, seeing none, I'll go VP McNamara for the record. If anybody would like to sit on the University of Athletics subcommittee for Faculty Senate, where we sit as an ex officio member, but the meetings are Friday at 9. AM, so I have a class, but if anybody is interested in university athletics and yeah, feel free to reach out to me and we can get you guys on that. Any other things for agenda item 8, reports and liaison committees? Alright, seeing none, we're going to go down to agenda item 9, upcoming executive branch initiatives. Is there any discussion or points?
I'm sorry. Director Lee, for the record, at least for the sustainability committee, the sustainability manager, if you be judge, her last day was on Friday. So we're kind of going through a little reworking of things, at least within university sustainability. So that's just a little update for that, at least.
Thank you. Is there any other points on agenda item 9? All right, seeing none, we're going to go down to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Yes.
Please state your name and position for the record.
My name's Andy Sanchez, and I'm a intern for the executive branch. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. I'd like to address the issue of rave safety. Over the past semester, many students, including myself, have noticed the liabilities that come alongside raving. This has affected multiple students due to overuse of drugs or dehydration, etc. I want to acknowledge the work the student government has already done, especially in terms of student advocacy, but I believe there are still steps we can take to improve. I respectfully request that the council considers approving the budget for the Rave Responsibly tabling event that the executive interns are hosting. Taking action on this issue would make a meaningful difference for many students and help support a stronger, more inclusive campus community. Thank you for your time and for your continued commitment to advocating for students.
All right, thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Yes.
Amy Kokas. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to make sure and just to echo what was said before, that the staff is here to support you in any way that you need, and excited to keep moving forward your agenda items and goals and all the things that you're going to do. So I just wanted to make sure that you know that I'm here and the other staff is here, and we're just here to support anything that you all want to do. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we are going to move down to adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the ASUN President's Cabinet on November 20th, 2025 at 8:28 a.m. in the Frankie Sudell Papa President's Conference Room.